Good Friday morning. Today is Friday, February the 15th. It is 8:31, and we are back live. We had some technical difficulties. The microphone wasn't working, so we do apologize. But we are live. We're here to seek God's face and to know his heart. And we do have a special guest. Christiana is here.
Hi.
So we're going to continue our marriage devotion on communication. And we started this devotion two Fridays ago.
Uh-huh.
And last Friday, we weren't able to do it. She actually got called for a modeling call, her and our oldest daughter. You want to tell them what you did just real quickly?
Yeah, we just got, it was like a pretend lifestyle type of shoot. And it was a lot of fun. We got our hair and makeup done. We got pampered down in Atlanta, this beautiful home down in Atlanta. So it was a lot of fun. We had a really good time.
Yes. So we missed last Friday. We're here. We're gonna wrap up. And so just to recap, because a lot of you guys weren't able to hear us before.
Sorry.
But we've been married for 7 years and we have three kids. So we've only been married by the grace of God. We've gone through some very strong situations, very trying situations, but we proceeded. And, you know, a lot of that, it boils down to having God as the center and
yes.
knowing that he is our Father, that he is our protector, he is our Savior. And mm-hmm. and so if I were to mess up and do something that offended Christiana, what does she do? She immediately goes to prayer, talks to her father, and then the father comes and reprimands me, normally within 10 minutes. So it's just we've learned a lot through the last 7 years, and we've grown a lot. And so we're specifically talking about communication today, but we would love to continue this as a Friday tradition or Friday, you know, special, where we come on and we talk specifically about marriages. So if this blesses you, feel free to share this and get this out and send us some topics that you'd like to cover. And you know, we don't claim to have it all together, but we will share what we've learned, and whether that's finances, whether it's child rearing. No one says child rearing anymore.
raising babies.
Raising babies. What else? I mean, all.
Golly, I mean, there's so many things. There's things specifically geared towards wives, things specifically for husbands, moms, stay-at-home moms, working moms. Mm-hmm. There's just so many dynamics to marriage. So if there's something that you're struggling with, and listen, it's all anonymous. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be like we're going to call you out and be like, hey, this person told us to talk about. So we want to touch on things that other people may struggle with, even some things that we have struggled with in the past or even struggle with now.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to be open about it, because God, he instituted marriage, and it is the picture of what he has with his bride. And so what a healthy marriage looks like is just a picture of what a healthy marriage between God and his church looks like. So he wants it to be healthy. He wants it to thrive. And we somehow got this opportunity to be able to talk to you guys about it. So as we trudge through our marriage and as you guys trudge through yours, then let's just do this thing together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So again, thank you for tuning in. So we're going to do a little recap, because we were live two Fridays ago. So we're going to recap on what we had talked about, and then we're going to finish up. It's not going to be very long today. We've got a meeting and Christiana's got to get back to the babies, but we did want to get on here. And again, give us a topic. Give us something to talk about next Friday. We would love to pray about it and bring it to you.
Yes.
So the last things we talked about, what, five or six different things?
About six, yeah.
Six different things. And so some of those were questions. And what we suggested is that you have this conversation with your spouse. So mm-hmm. one of the questions the first question is do you always tell your spouse when they've hurt you? And how quickly do you tell them?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to repeat that, and we're not going to spend time here because we want to get into what we haven't covered. But
right.
if you weren't tuned in, or if you weren't, you know, part of two Fridays ago, go through and do it tonight. Maybe do it this weekend. So I'm going to say it one more time. Do you always tell your spouse when they've hurt you, and how quickly do you tell them? So that's a big question for you to ponder. All right, number two.
Next, do you talk with your spouse throughout the day? And what do you talk about when you do talk to them throughout the day via phone calls, text messages, emails, however, even in person, if you work together or if you just see each other throughout the day?
Mm-hmm. And just repeat it one more time, just so that way they don't have to go back and sure. listen to it.
Again, do you talk with your spouse throughout the day? And what do you talk about when you talk with them throughout the day?
Right. Perfect. Next. Number three. So what is your interaction like when you come together after your day is done? So what is your interaction like when you come together after your day is done? So talk about that.
All right. Next, what is the topic of most of your conversations? What is the topic of most conversations between you and your spouse throughout any given day?
Love that one. Mm-hmm. Number five, do you know how to lovingly and effectively diffuse a situation if you sense some agitation, irritability, hostility coming from your spouse?
That was a good one.
That was a mouthful. I'm going to say that one more time because that's a huge one. Do you know how to lovingly and effectively diffuse a situation if you sense some agitation in
Irritability,
hostility coming from your spouse?
That's a really good one.
And this is what we ended with, number six. So go ahead and bring that.
This is not necessarily a question, but it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Mm-hmm. Inflection, tone of voice, eyes, what you're doing with your eyes when you talk to your spouse.
She's not talking about me. She's looking at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He likes to talk with his eyes a lot and used to be able to talk right at me with them. So it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So in your delivery, how are you delivering something that you're trying to communicate? So next for today.
Yeah. So we're into the fresh content. So this is, we're going to stay here for a little bit. We've got about 10 more minutes. So we want to be here live with you guys. So do you share, this is a question, do you share everything with your spouse? And we're not talking about just food, because Christiana would look at me right now because when we first got married, I did not want to share my food.
No,
I was never raised to share my food. I think one of our first times we went out to Chinese, and I love Chinese food. So, like, you know, it was probably a very, very strong test for me anyway. But she says, hey, can I have some of your Chinese food? And I'm like,
it was bad.
No, it you have bad. Your own Chinese food.
He's like, if you wanted it, why didn't you order it?
You have your own Chinese food. So we're not talking about just sharing food.
But he shares all of his food with me now, by the way.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. And my children. I give them the last part, even my crab rangoon. But do you share everything with your spouse? And if not, what don't you share and why don't you share it? So this is a huge part of it. So sharing everything, meaning your thoughts, mm-hmm. your struggles, your secret sin, whatever it is that you have held on to, that you've held deep inside you. And you know, for a lot of men, and you know, I say a lot of men, but a lot of men struggle with pornography or lust, looking at women. And so we want to hide that. We don't want to share that with our wives, because one, it makes us, not seem Prince Charming anymore. Does that make sense? Prince mm-hmm. Charming. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, we're the knight. I feel like I'm viewed as a knight in shining armor. And I want to come in and I want to rescue my wife and I want to rescue my children. And I want to get them from peril and get them out of harm's way. And so when we first got married, it was very difficult for me to confess what I struggled with, because I didn't want to seem anything less than perfect to Christiana. Mm-hmm. And so men that are listening, and I'm speaking directly to you, you are all right. And you are enough for mm-hmm. your wives. If you're struggling don't do it alone. That's what the enemy wants. He wants us to be isolated. He wants us to go and walk in sin. He wants us to look at pornography. He wants us to lust after other women. Because if we do that and we give in to that, eventually it'll snowball out of control to the point where I'm going to cheat on my wife or I'm going to cheat on my spouse. And then the marriage is destroyed. Right. And not only is the marriage destroyed, now we have, if children are involved, now we have broken homes. Now we have children that aren't being raised with godly men. So it all starts with us. We have to be transparent. Mm-hmm. Transparent means 100% clear. If you're struggling with something, if you're struggling with fear, and I touched on pornography, a lot of men struggle with it. Women struggle with it too. But it could be fear.
Right.
It could be fear. It could be fear that your wife is smoking hot like Christiana and that she's doing things that aren't even existing. But it's the enemy. So we cannot withhold anything that's deep inside of us from our spouse.
Right.
If we don't get it out, it's going to continue to fester.
Yep.
And it's going to continue to grow until it grows to the point where it's out of control. And then you're going to wake up one day and you're like, how did I get here? And it all starts with communication. Do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would say I did not like sharing my emotions, my feelings a lot of times. Like we talked about when he would hurt me in the past, I didn't want to share it with him for a multitude of reasons, but I just kept it in. And like we talked about before, when you hold things in, it's like a beach ball that you're pushing down under the water, lower and lower and lower. And what happens if you happen to let go of that beach ball? It explodes and it's just not good. So I would say, you know, women, we also kind of have a tendency to overshare and over communicate, and they kind of turn the switch off, and they're like, they hear wah, 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 like on the Peanuts, you know, wah, wah. And it's, but the thing is, you for healthy communication, it's on both ends. Mm-hmm. If you want them to share with you, if they're struggling with something, then walk in forgiveness and love, walk in grace and mercy, and say, you know what? I'm not going to take that personally that you were trying, that you were thinking about looking at pornography or that you were looking at another woman. I'm not going to take it personally that you don't love me and that you don't think I'm beautiful. I'm going to take it as it's a weakness for you. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to pray about it and we're going to rebuke the enemy in that, because we have a greater enemy at stake. And on the flip side, if a woman is going to be vulnerable and share her emotions, men, you have to listen. You have to really listen with your heart and listen with your mind and not shut her out and hear what she's trying to tell you, because she is trying to be close to you. She is trying to open up that window of intimacy, mm-hmm. and so that you can be there to comfort her. You can be there to grow together. That's all what it's about, is growing together and hearing each other with your heart.
I mean, we could stop right there.
Yes.
Because she said two profound things. And we'll just go back and reiterate that, because it's worth going back and revisiting. So if husbands, when you go, and if you're struggling with pornography or you're struggling with lust or whatever that struggle is with, when you go and take that to your wife, and you go and say, honey, listen, I need your forgiveness. And you have to understand, as a men's perspective, I just let you in on how men feel. Like we are tearing our armor down. We're taking our knighthood off.
That's so good.
And we're saying, listen, I'm being vulnerable with you. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the big things, you know, when we first got married, like, you know, when I was struggling with looking at, you know, images like that, I would want to tell Christiana, but I know the devastation, because mm-hmm. she would take it personal. She would mm-hmm. say, oh, it's an attack against me. I'm not good enough. My body's not good enough. You know, whatever. But excuse me, the reality is that it's not her. Because the enemy would, that isn't how the enemy works. The enemy comes after me through pornography and lust. And so I confess, because I need to get that toxic sludge out. Mm-hmm. And then I say, honey, I need you to pray for me. And then she's, instead of the toxic sludge being, you know, sent back to the pit of hell where it belongs, it attaches to her.
Right.
And it starts going after your wife and says, well, I'm not good enough. But if you heard what she just said, It's not against her. Right. It's a weakness. It's the thorn in the flesh mm-hmm. that Paul talks about in 2 Corinthians. We all have a thorn in the flesh. Some of us may be lust. Some of us may be lying. Some of us may be stealing. It may be anything. Yeah. Anything that's not of God is a thorn in the flesh. And so, women, and I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm just saying that was a huge revelation that Christiana just shared, that when your husband comes and confesses that, and you have to look at it through the lens of God, not through the lens of hurt, not through the lens of your flesh,
right.
and saying, I'm not good enough. What am I doing? It's not about that. It's about, hey, you know what, honey, Cody, I forgive you. I forgive you. And right now I'm going to pray with you mm-hmm. and women, you have to release it. You can't and just know, but listen, what does it bring? What did it bring when I confessed? It brought accountability.
Yes.
So she come up and asked me, she says, honey, have you looked at anything you shouldn't have been mm-hmm. looking at? And I would say no.
Well, because before I would feel like I would offend him if I would ask him, like, are you behaving? Are you being good whenever you're on your phone late at night? And, you know, I wouldn't want to ask him because I'm afraid he'd be like, seriously, you think I would do something like that? So out of that, when he did confess, first of all, I did take offense. I did. And I went deep down inside and I was like, I am not good enough. I need to go and starve myself. I need to go whatever, because I'm not good enough and he doesn't love me enough. But then I started really praying about it. I mean, I prayed about it so hard and the Lord was like, this is not about you. He's like, I love you. And, you know, your identity is in me. This is not about you. This is about him. This is about something deeper inside of him that I'm trying to deal with. And after I realized that, I was like, okay, let's move past this. Let's move past this and let me pray for him and be there for him. And so then there was an openness from that point on. There was I had to continue to not take offense and not be like, well, every time he looks at me, he sees these other images and he wants to see these other things. No. He loves me. It was more of, I'm going to try to keep him accountable so that way his spirit is not damaged and our marriage is not damaged. Right. So it just brought a freedom, man.
It was so good. So good. And then men, you do need to listen to your
yes.
wives. And that's an area that I'm working on, because I mean, there's so much stuff that goes on and I'm so involved with a lot of things, and you know, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about on another day is dating your spouse mm-hmm. and the importance of dating. And we're going to give you ideas and tips on how to date low budget, because guess what? We lived on a single income teacher salary. And we were creative on how to have dates.
Yeah.
And so that'll be a whole nother Friday, but you know, men, you need to listen. You need to listen and you need to hear with your ear, not just pretend, yep, I got you, honey. But you need to listen. You need to take it in, because women are, they communicate so much more than men, but it's the importance. It's not like they're going to tell you something just because they want to hear themselves talk. They are confessing. They are getting the sludge out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So just the same way that we get the sludge out of us and we're confessing, they need to get the sludge out of them.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go to the next one. We're already at 17.
Oh, minutes. This is a good one. Okay. Sarcasm meter. I just wrote sarcasm meter because when we first got married, actually when we first got together, Cody was a very sarcastic person. Oh my gosh. So sarcastic. And what is sarcasm? If you really think about it, what is sarcasm?
Mm-hmm.
It's a jab. It's a...
Literally, I just read this morning. Sarcasm is hidden anger.
What?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay, because, and a lot of time people use sarcasm as like joking around, like... And there's some people I know that are so loving and love the Lord, but they are always sarcastic. And what does sarcasm do? It's like a joking, jesting type of thing. But really underneath, it's what are you saying? What are you saying to the person that you're being sarcastic with? You may be like, oh, it's just in fun. Oh, it's just in fun. But think about it. Like the last time, think about the last time you were sarcastic with somebody. And think about the last time you were sarcastic with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyways, I just want to, there's a meter there and mm-hmm. he's not sarcastic with me much anymore, by the way.
Well, and no. And like I said, I literally just read that quote about sarcasm is just, it's deep seated anger. And some of you may be angry at me right now. Hello, there's your sign. But I mean, think about it. I mean, why can't you just respond with a yes or a no? Why do you have to come up with a bitter response? And that's what sarcasm is typically.
Right.
So, yeah.
This one's kind of, because we were just talking about what you did and what you don't share and what you do share. But, and this would probably be under what you say,
but how you say it. It's just, so yeah, the last one we're going to talk about, and then we're going to hop off because we do have to go. But it's pillow talk. So pillow talk, this is probably, besides my morning time, it's my most favorite time of the day. And it's just that time that we're literally laying in bed and we're just talking about the day, and we're talking about the things that God did. We're talking about the things that God's downloading as we're laying in bed. And it's the times that we're talking about dreams and hey, honey, what are we doing tomorrow? And we're just refocusing.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be sexual. It doesn't have to be, you know, anything dirty. It's just a pillow talk. It's just a time that there's no responsibility. There's no children. There's no distractions. Put your phone down, turn Netflix off, and just connect with your spouse. Just connect. That's all we need. We're so disconnected throughout the day. We're so distracted. Take that distraction, take the disconnection, and say, listen, let's have our pillow talk. And I mean it. It's one of my most favorite times of the day.
You know, I want to say this and then we can stop. My mom told me that her dad and his wife, my Nana, so my pops and my Nana, said that the same thing, that, and they were married for 30 some years. They, every night, they had pillow talk. And before I was married, I was like, oh, that's like sexy. Ooh, but no, it's not. It's literally, she said they would get their most communicating done when they were literally laying, they didn't even have to be touching, laying next to each other in the bed and just talking about their day. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, I really want that one day. Mm-hmm. And it kind of naturally just flowed into our marriage because that's the time we decompress and when we really spend the most time together during the day. And we'll stay up late just talking with each other because we have that time.
Right.
So,
yeah. No distractions. So thank you for tuning in. We're here for 22 minutes. I don't know where the time goes. We just start talking and it's just,
we're both
time,
walkers.
The time just speeds up. But thank you. If this blessed you, would you take a moment and just share it? Share it with somebody. Share it with a couple, married couple. Maybe share it with a newly engaged couple. Mm-hmm. Again, we don't have it all together, but we are here to be authentic. We're here to be raw because there's enough people out there that are fake. There are enough people out there that are pretending to have it all together. We don't claim to. We just know that God is good, that God's is the reason that we're here, that we've celebrated 7 years and that we're going to celebrate 37 more. I mean, I don't even know why I said 37, but whatever the significance of that is, but share it, get this out, and then leave us some comments, some ideas of what you want us to cover next Friday. If you want us to come back, and we'll have this video uploaded by the end of the day so that you can go back and listen to it on YouTube, but we'll also have it on the podcast. Do you want to pray us out?
Sure.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, God, you are so good. You are so wonderful. And we thank you for just being who you are, just being such a good, good Father. And thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity that we've had to come together to have this opportunity to minister or to talk or just whatever it is that you're doing through us. We thank you so much. God, we thank you for our families. We thank you for our marriages. We thank you for everything that you're doing, that you're moving and you're breathing and you're walking among us. And it's wonderful. God, let us be sensitive to your Holy Spirit in every aspect of our lives, in our marriages and in our parenting and in our work relationships. God, every part of our lives, let us be sensitive to your Holy Spirit more and more and more so we can get closer to you and closer to each other. Lord, we love you and thank you for your Son and your Spirit. We pray a special blessing for everybody listening today, everybody listening in the future to this podcast or this video. God, we pray that you would just protect them, send your warring angels out with them. And God, just be with us as we are with you. Draw near to us as we draw near to you. We love you. We love your heart. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Have a wonderful weekend. Again, if you need a home church, we attend Christ Fellowship. Are you singing Sunday?
I am. am.
Okay. You need to come hear her sing. If you haven't heard her sing, you will be blessed. 139 Hightower Parkway, Dawsonville, Georgia, right next to the Family Fun Center. And then we're also having the North Georgia Revival. So we're celebrating 1 year and 1 week, and that'll be Sunday night, 5 p.m. prayer, 6 p.m. for the service. And our Sunday morning service starts at 10:30 in the morning. We hope to see you there. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week.
Bye.